Welcome to episode 122 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. I quote Walt Whitman's poem, O Me, O Life, in the show today, so I thought I'd leave a link to it on the show page, which you can find by visiting thelabwithbrad.com. A Tale of Two Books, Part 1. I wanted to be an astronaut. That was my childhood ambition. Space was where excitement and adventure happened. Maybe it was the record we had, complete with dramatic music and sound effects, that narrated the story of Apollo 11. Maybe it was Star Wars. The first movie had already happened, but by the time I saw that book, I wanted to be an astronaut. On the front cover of the book was a picture of an astronaut standing on the surface of the moon. I don't remember why I was there, but I was in a classroom. Small desks for small children, the smell of chalk in the air, late afternoon sunlight slanting in through the windows. I looked up from the book and told the teacher, I want to be an astronaut. And she told me, well, then you'll have to learn a lot of science. It was a science textbook. I'm not sure how long I spent flipping through the pages, just looking at the various charts and graphs, pictures of plants and animals, and yes, images of the Earth from space, hanging unsupported in the void. I eventually decided against a career in NASA, I think probably the next year. But I never outgrew my fascination with science, because it was science that allowed us to do things like walk on the moon and return safely. But it was more than just space. It was the depths of the oceans. It was the hot liquid inside of our planet. It was things too small to see, and forces too large to comprehend. It was this continuing pursuit to move from ignorance to understanding, and to learn to do things that had previously been unimaginable. I fell in love with science. I fell in love with learning, with the idea that someday I might contribute, that anyone could add to what we know, what we understand, and what we can do. That the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. The teacher could have been less than encouraging. She might have said, you can't be an astronaut. She might even have said, you can't do science. You can't see. And there are plenty of people who have said that to me over the years. But it's too late. I can't seem to stop.